And so we are here in the presence of the God that has given us salvation and has given us hope through Jesus Christ, the in whose name we feel we live. In other words, Jesus is our Savior and King, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I appreciate the wording on the bulletin board this morning. We have peace. We also have peace. We have joy. We have life, and the abundant life in Christ. And he says here that we do not, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I guess in our Sunday school lesson, Abraham probably had a little bit of fear there when he went. But if we, I think maybe he got a little outside of where he really wanted. But sometimes we find ourselves in the same way. But let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When we abide in Jesus, the Savior of mankind, we can come back to him. But let us not be careless in our lives and get in a situation where we hardly know how to get out of quick enough. And so may God help us all. So in the Thanksgiving message, as I share from that, you know, Thanksgiving is past already. And like Justin said, every day is a Thanksgiving day. We need to give thanks every day, every morning. His mercy is new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. That's the word, and that's God. That's our God. And we want to continue to abide in him. I'm going to insert some Christian or some some verses from the Bible. You may want to write down some of the verses in the text. Nearly about 400 years ago, the Puritans got on a boat and they sailed from England to America. They were seeking religious freedom. And I thank God every day. I have to think in my prayers, I have to think of that that freedom we have. We don't know what it is. But our forefathers, our Anabaptist forefathers, went through many, many, many situations. Many of them lost their lives. But here we are. The Puritans were seeking religious freedom. And after a long, dangerous voyage, they came to the New World. And it was a real rigorous voyage. Winter, and many of them died. About half of the people that came across died. Well, if they were in Christ Jesus, they were seeking freedom to live for Christ. I'm sure they their bodies might have went in the ocean, but their spirit is like we like to feel of our friends and loved ones when they leave us. They are very much alive in Christ, or with Christ, or however you want to say it. So, excuse me, I'm a little bogged down for some reason. However, by the end of the summer, the second summer, there was a fruitful, they had a real fruitful summer, and they were really had the food supply for the coming winter. And in recognition to God's blessing to them for the food that was raised during the summer, their leader called for a three-day. Now, we usually have one day of Thanksgiving, but they had a three-day. Their leader, in recognition of God's blessings, their leader called for a three-day time of feasting, prayer, and song. I thought that was real nice. How much singing did we do after our big Thanksgiving turkey or whatever you had? You know, it's sometimes I think we're just not quite as thankful as we should be, and I'm talking to myself on that. And this developed into a traditional practice, and over the time it spread to the other American colonies as well. And so eventually, during the various denominations and states, they promoted a yearly day of Thanksgiving. And in 1863, President Lincoln called for a Thanksgiving, a day of special Thanksgiving to God. And so that's where it comes from to us. President Lincoln, it has become a North American tradition. Now, of course, we also realize that many traditions kind of come and go. But here it says it's only as good as the people practicing it and their reason for practicing it and how they practice it. Like many other good traditions, its meaning has been lost to many people. And so it goes. But our tradition, and I think it's a little more than a tradition, the way we have Thanksgiving Day, which is like Justin said, every day. Every day is Thanksgiving Day for us. And long before the Thanksgiving Day became an American tradition, a set time of Thanksgiving was established into the Mosaic Law. Yeah, they had three different feasts that they were told, and I think they really responded to that. That was very important. The Thanksgiving of the Mosaic Law by special feast days and offerings and assemblings before the Lord. Three times, thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year, the feast of harvest, the feast of first fruits, and of thy labors, and which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered it in thy labors out of the field. And that expression was made in Exodus chapter 23, verses 14 and 16. When they had those instructions, and I think they faithfully went through with that. And there would have been a sadness for the Lord, I believe, if they wouldn't have. Now, I guess in our situation here for Thanksgiving, it may be a sadness if we don't give thanks, and if we don't feel thankful every day. I think it's very important. And of course, this Thanksgiving theme was carried on into the lives of the Old Testament faithful, such as Daniel, who prayed daily and thanked God. We read that in Daniel 6, chapter 6, verse 10. And one that was healed by Jesus responded, falling down on his face before Jesus in thanksgiving. And can someone tell me who that was, or what that was, or what type? It's a little different, I guess. But when Jesus went to a certain place, he came to a place where there were ten men that were lepers, had leprosy. And they called and they hollered and said, "Jesus, you know." And he says, "Well, what do you want me to do?" He says, "That we be cleansed." Okay, we read that one in Luke 17, verse 16. Those lepers, they turned around and walked away. And then one comes back. One comes back and just falls down at the feet of Jesus and just marvelously thanks Jesus for his healing. And then Jesus said, and I don't know whether I got the words right, but anyhow, he says, "Well, were there not 10? Where are the 9? And this one person that fell down at his feet, what did I say? Verse 16, chapter 17. "And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show thyselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There is not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.'" How wonderful. And I think too often we are caught in that thing. We get a big blessing and we fail to really thank God and really take it for granted and go on in our way. And later on, we'll have some more on that. But also, the theme of this, is carried into a ceaseless eternity by heavenly beings mentioned in Revelations, who are saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever. Amen." Revelation 7:12. And then numerous Bible references show the expressions of thankfulness and things to be thankful for. And I am speaking to people and youth that really do thank God for the many blessings that he shares with us through our sojourn here through this life. And in Psalms 40, verse 5, he says, "Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which are to usward. They are more than can be numbered." Do we find it that way? I think we certainly want to, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but we want to give ourselves and thank God for his goodness and his wonderful mercy. His mercy, it never ends. His mercy endureth forever. And in Psalm 68:19, he says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits." Young children, youth, do you realize these benefits that you get from the Lord? As you're growing up, oh, you may think, you know, sometimes mom and dad are kind of off limits. But stop and realize how much they are doing for you. Psalm 75:1, unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks, for that thy name is near. Not only is his name near, but he himself is near. I was reminded of the verse, and I'm not sure where it is, but he says concerning the little flock, and today we have quite a little flock, accordingly, but be not troubled and be not afraid, because his presence is here. I didn't get the whole verse there, but anyhow. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That is Psalms 100, which I remember in my third grade, I learned that by heart. And there was a pastor that came and visited us as school children. We learned that, and for some reason, the last couple of years, things don't stay in here like it should. And I'm not saying there's too many other things that are pushing it out, but I guess it's those birthdays I'm having. And I just want to accept that from God. I thank God that I have what he has given me. And even though my brain is getting a little clogged, or whatever you want to say, but that verse is, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. 1, 2, 3, 4 generations we have sitting here, I suppose. Anyhow, God is there, and he wants us, every one of us, young or old, he wants us to honor father and mother and to live for Jesus in heaven and realize that we are in one of those generations. And so these verses here that I have brought to you from the Bible is, it causes us to think that thanksgiving glorifies God. It really glorifies, it recognizes us. It recognizes God as graciously giving us all that is good. Those bad things we need to shy away from. All that is good, God, comes from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. I think James says that. And whether it is a bountiful harvest or a peace in our land, which we thank God for, a blessing, in a health to our body, salvation to our soul, blessing of home. Appreciate your home and your parents as you live together, as you grow up. And like we have today, a church and school. We can come here and we don't have to worry about having some soldiers coming in and so forth. Well, maybe I'll take that back. We don't have to worry about it. But here a couple weeks ago, or whatever it was, some time ago, some guy got into a church house and was just shooting people down one after the other, I guess. That's so horrible. We can't imagine that. So far, we have not had any of those things that seem to be happening in our world today. As Elmer mentioned in our class, our nation is getting so ungodly. But yet, we as children of God, we have that. We have those many things, church and school, and all our gracious gifts of a sovereign God. Let's remember that. Excuse me. these great God, to thee we owe. We have a song that those words come into. I don't really haven't looked them up, but it says, in that verse, all the gracious gifts of a sovereign God, and these great God, to thee we owe, source whence all our blessings flow. Thanksgiving expresses appreciation to our God, acknowledgement that God is real, he's our God. And when one receives a service from others, you know, this Thanksgiving deal, we're courteous and we say, well, thank you. Someone gives us something, someone does something for us. We say, thank you. That's a courteous expression. And it's an expression of appreciation of someone helping us, meeting a need, or rendering us a service, or being a benefit to us. Someone that benefits us is really wonderful. And that's the way I feel about our brothers and sisters in our church group here and other Christians, all people. Many, many are benefits to us, and it helps us to be thankful and to thank them and not just walk away and don't pay no man. It's not the way it goes. And in all this, we know that we have a God that we are dependent for all that we have, or for all that he enables us to do. Those many things. And of course, the God in whose hand thy breath is, and in who are all thy ways. Give us this day our daily bread. These are the expressions from the very scripture. one is in Psalm 65:11, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. This is in Psalms. And the other one was in Daniel 5:23. And the next one is in 1 Corinthians 4:7. The Apostle Paul says that what hast thou that thou didst not receive? How many things do we think? We've done all this, you know, and all this. It was because God has given us and has blessed us in so many, many ways. And these verses clearly show that yearly, daily, and moment by moment receive gracious service from God, supplying our needs and the things that we cannot do for ourselves. All these things are involved in these scripture verses that I am using here. And again, he say, blessed is the Lord that daily loadeth us with benefits. Thanksgiving expresses our trust in the sovereign will of God. In all circumstances of life, we give thanks that God is in control and that his ways, his thoughts, his purposes far exceed our own. The story of Joseph illustrates this concept. You know, Joseph suffered cruelty and injustice and prison and slavery. But you know what happened? Some good came out of that. Joseph said to his brethren, ye thought it for evil, but God meant it unto good, the things that happened. And so verse is in Genesis 50, verse 20. And God has a purpose. And excuse me. He has a purpose, and often unseen, that we, his committed sons and daughters, can fulfill as we trust him. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so that was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And so thanksgiving is a stronghold as well against times of temptation. And we, if you're like me, I'm sure that all, you know, young or old, we have times when temptations come. May God help us. And thanksgiving is a stronghold against times of temptation. The person whose heart overflows with thanksgiving for the blessings of God and who is enjoying privileges of being separated unto God will not easily fall into temptation. I believe that. It helps us if we're thankful to God. We cannot thank God necessarily for the things we do that are not right, but we can come to God and he will forgive us. But let's not make a practice of it. We all make mistakes. And by the way of contrast, in this here, in Romans 1, verses 21 through 32, shows a downward spiral, if you read that chapter, in the depth of sin. But you know, at the head of this spiral are the words, neither were they thankful. A downward spiral. Unthankfulness makes us vulnerable to the allurements of the world. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3:15. And so thanksgiving goes hand in hand with our experience of loving one another as well. We love him because he first loved us. John wrote that in his first epistle. Chapter 4, verse 19. How can there be anything less than thanksgiving in the heart of one who loves God, who graciously meets our daily needs? And his sovereign will, he blesses, and he has protection for us in time of temptation. And God has provided for our salvation through the death of his beloved Son, who is preparing for us an eternal home in glory. Yes, we all want to go there when our life ends here. We all want to go there. Thanksgiving season lets us express our thanks by honoring the Lord with the first fruits of all thine increase, Proverbs 3:9, and then by taking the cup of salvation and calling upon the Lord, the name of the Lord, and by paying our vows in presence of all the people, Psalms 116:13-14, and what better way can we express our thanks to God than by responding to faith in his love and living thankful discipleship all our days. Yeah, living in thankful discipleship all our days. In this message, and I was hoping it wasn't too late for Thanksgiving, but anyhow, we went through 22 verses of Scripture that tells us, you know, We are the ones who express our thanksgiving, and we don't do like the 9 leper guys. They just walked off and didn't pay no mind. They didn't even think about thanking God. We want to thank God for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. The word of God is still alive. And the Apostle Paul also said in Romans 16, verses 11, he says that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to all those that trust in him, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the power of God, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Brothers and sisters, young or old, let's live by faith from the gospel that teaches us and that we have faith in this. It is going to help us or remove us, one. And so the word of God shall prosper. We have that verse in in my studies. I was thinking about it in German and how it flowed years ago when Brother Simon and I were about 40 years younger or what. Anyhow, but it doesn't flow like that anymore. But the English here is in Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. My word shall prosper, for as the rain cometh down from the snow and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth the bud, that it may give for the sower and bread, and to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So here we are. We have the word of God. Let's truly be fruitful and bring forth fruit unto eternal life, not just for our normal happenings or whatever, our normal work. Let's not let that take over and take our way, our time for thanking God, worshiping God, and trusting in him. I think my time's up, and so we'll just say thank you for the prayers that you have. And I'm sure you prayed for those that are not here as well. And so let's pray for each other and not faint by the way. I hope we understand the blessedness and the wonderfulness of being thankful. Thankful for our brothers and sisters, our youth and the children, and that we all someday may be able to go to heaven to be with Jesus. We don't know how soon. Sometimes we think it may be soon, maybe sooner than we think, actually. But let us trust and not be afraid, but walk with Jesus in the steps. Let's kneel for prayer.